Today, Congress announced formal plans to investigate the WorldCom accounting scandal. Lawmakers authorized subpoenas for both CEO John Sizemore and former boss Bernie Ebbers. WorldCom is the country's second biggest long-distance provider. Company officials admitted yesterday to misleading investors by misreporting nearly $4 billion in expenses. Judging from the stock market yesterday and today, investor confidence appears to be unshaken by the news from WorldCom. But Yale University economics professor Robert Shiller says there are several factors to consider.
Investor confidence is a very difficult thing to measure, I think, because it has many different aspects, and because investor confidence is really, if what I think you want to measure is a people's willingness to invest in the market and stay there for the long term. So it's really affected not just by emotions or opinions about CEOs, but it's also an intellectual view about how I should manage my money.
What does the business world need to do? What do investors need to see happen in response to scandals like WorldCom and Enron? What do they see need to happen to ensure that there will be continued confidence in the market?
Well, I believe if you want to restore confidence, and incidentally, confidence is at unusually high levels if you measure it by the price of the market. The market is very highly priced by historical standards. So I think that it's kind of unlikely that there's anything the corporations can do to keep it up at this level. But you might say corporations should still do all that they can do to maintain confidence and to prevent it from slipping too much. And I believe the most important thing that corporations can do is to make sure that they have the earnings. And that means they have to reevaluate the way they're being managed.
Is the way companies are being managed responsible for what we're seeing happen now in companies like WorldCom and Enron?
Yes, for exactly that. You have managers in companies like Enron or the dot-coms who are so focused on the market that they don't care whether the long run, in some cases, I'm taking extreme examples, they don't care whether it's really working. Maybe they care, but they feel constrained by the market. They're thinking, if I make this big expenditure to clean up some mess in our company, it's going to come off of earnings, and then the stock price is going to fall. And they'll think, I can't do that. I'll be fired. Or even if I'm not fired, my options will be worthless. So I'm not going to clean up messes. I'm just going to try to let earnings coast along and hope that they get as high as they can right now. And I just don't care about the future.
Well, it seems to me that you're also suggesting this is going to need a rethinking on the part of investors as well, because obviously investors have certainly enjoyed the dance, so to speak, with the managers, with the pumped up earnings. People have enjoyed making a lot of money. Are you saying that everything's going to have to come back down to a more realistic level?
Well, that's right. People have thought that we have entered a new era. That's what they were saying in the 90s. But that's not primarily what was happening. What was happening is that we were seeing a show. The public was ready to believe that we had genius managers who could produce millions overnight, whereas we ordinary people doing our jobs are ordinary mortals. So we were willing to see them paid enormous salaries, the top managers, because we believe that they are the kind of superstars who will do amazing things. And so that meant that they had to act out the show. It was a game, in many cases, where they would do the things that we, the investors, would expect them to do in order to live out the story of a new era.
Robert Shiller is professor of economics at Yale University's Center for Finance and the author of Irrational Exuberance. Thanks very much.
Okay.